And joining me right now here on a Tuesday, as he always does, is my great friend Alan Slaughterzinski with Brevard Sports Network. I know he's there in Orlando at the Convention Center for a big volleyball tournament. Alan, how you doing today?
Yeah, man, I'm doing great. It's good to be busy this time of the year for sure. And I tell you, you said Convention Center. It's like centers over here. This place is unbelievable. Let me just tell you. They've got 5,000 volleyball teams in town. They've got wrestling AAU national championships in town. And they also, as if that weren't enough, let's also hold the World Ballet Championships as well, all being held in the City Beautiful at the West, North, and South Convention Centers right here in Orange County.
Are you going to be doing the... What was it? The Ballet Championships. Is that next for Brevard Sports Network?
I may swing by, buddy. I just may swing by.
I can see you doing that. I really could. What local kids are competing in the volleyball tournament then?
Oh, we've got a bunch of clubs over here. We've got, of course, Coach Rycroft and her Beach Wave Volleyball Club is over here. We did the 13-year-olds. This past weekend, and she's got two different 15-year-old teams that are over here competing. That's Beachway Volleyball Club. We've also got Volley Tech that'll be over here this coming weekend. And, of course, Cape Coast Volleyball, which has really been the staple of volleyball clubs in Brevard County for 25-plus years now. And they're all over here. And hopefully one of those clubs and one of those age groups will bring home a AAU national championship. Now, please don't ask me how it works, because I have no idea how the seeding works from day to day. I promise you, there is nothing in life more confusing than how they put these AAU tournaments together. But at the end of the day, obviously, Brevard County does very well in volleyball. I think we have a couple of state contenders this year, not just from the Merritt Islands, but I think Rockledge and Satellite have a good chance to compete for a state championship this year in volleyball. So it'll be a fun 4 or 5 days over here for us.
Is it best of three, and is the set to 21? That's my question.
Set's to 25.
Okay.
First two, and then the third's to 15. It's best of three, 25, 25, and then 15. And then, you know, I tell you, when I was growing up and we played volleyball, the way I remembered it, and correct me if I'm wrong, I could be, but I thought you only got a point when you served. Obviously, over the last 4 years covering volleyball, I've learned that that's not the case, but I believe that's how I played growing up.
Yes. Yes, and the thing is, you serve the score, and if you keep scoring,
right,
you keep serving. And then
right,
if you're on defense and you score a point, it's what I mean is, like, if you get that ball on the ground on the opposing floor, then you get to serve and try to score a point. That's how I played.
Right. That's how I played growing up. I knew I wasn't crazy.
No.
Just like that. But that's not the way that it is. And obviously, look, you know, you get that side out and the defense gets that point. But look, I've learned a lot about volleyball, so much so that I actually followed it on a national college level this year. And in fact, when I was in North Carolina on a recent volleyball tournament trip, it was the NCAA championships. And I very much fell in love with the sport. And I watched the entire Final Four in North Carolina and loved it.
Sam's Alan Slaughterzinski, Brevard Sports Network. Are you there for the next couple days, or is it just today?
13 hours a day from now till Friday.
Oh, man. Are you driving back to Melbourne, or are you staying over there?
There is no place to stay over here. I looked. I was even willing to pay $300 a night, but there is no place to stay here.
That's a great point. Heck, you could probably sleep in the convention center. It's so big, no one would notice. You could probably do that.
Yeah, right?
Ugh.
Exactly.
That's nuts, man. That really is. So you got that going on, and I love the text you sent me over the weekend. You were really watching that Milwaukee Bucks-Brooklyn Nets Game 7, weren't you?
I watched a lot of the Milwaukee Bucks-Brooklyn Nets games. I watched the Game 1 of the Clippers and the Suns. You know, look, this is what the NBA needs to attract fringe fans like myself. where you have a 4-2 and a 5-3 playing for the right to go to the NBA Finals. I don't care, Mark, that this superstar is out or that superstar is out. It is what turned me off about the NBA. It's what turned guys like me off. It's why I'm a bigger college basketball fan than I am an NBA fan, because the teams that have, you know, the big three or the big four, or the big two, you know what, Mark, anybody can go do that, right? I mean, you know, it's going to be the big. That's what turned me off about the NBA. This is what I have been waiting to see from the association in quite some time. Teams that you wouldn't normally have. Now, LeBron James can cry his river purple and gold all he wants. Fans pay to watch good basketball. They don't come. Yeah, are there ones that pay to watch the superstars? Sure. But answer me this. Do you think that there were many people other than Nets fans across this country on Friday night that cared that Kyrie Irving was out or cared that James Harden was hobbled? No, they didn't. That was one of the best game sevens I've seen in a very long time in the NBA. And the performance that Durant put in was the best performance I've seen individually. Those final two games for him were the two best performances I've seen since Michael Jordan in the flu game.
What size shoe do you wear?
A 13. And I'll tell you what, if he did, it'd be the Nets in the Eastern Conference Finals, wouldn't it?
I know. I've been saying this for 2 days. I can't get over that. It's really, I know it's a cliche, Alan, it's a game of inches. That's what it is.
Yeah, I said it last night. I said the same thing. Sports is such a game of inches. You know, you can even look at the U.S. Open. Same way, right? I mean, Bryson DeChambeau on that eighth hole, Mark, hits that shot, and he comes within inches of an ace, of a hole-in-one. If he drops that hole-in-one, he goes up by one, and maybe he doesn't go on to self-destruct the way that he did. He doesn't hit the ace. Instead, he ends up with an eagle. He's tied for the lead. And the next thing you know, he's putting a little extra pressure on himself. There's a difference between being tied and being, you know, and having the lead. And the defending U.S. champ goes from Bryson DeChambeau to Bryson DeChambeau-it. And you know what? It is really a game of inches, Mark.
What's it like having a size 13 shoe? Has it been hard for you most of your life? I want to know.
I'm 6'5", so no. It hasn't. And you know what they say about people with big feet, right?
Right.
They got big hands.
That's right.
So that's right. So, no, it's not been an issue. In fact, 13 is actually a very common size. I was out shopping for sneakers yesterday, because I wanted to get something a little bit more comfortable. I had no issues whatsoever finding a size 13 and got me a nice pair. Got the old BOGO at Rack Room, buy one, get one. So I got a couple of pair of real nice Nike running shoes for about $115, $20.
You're such a great man. You really are. All right. So, casual NBA fan, who do you like to make the finals of this Final Four? We got Atlanta, Milwaukee, Phoenix, Clippers. Who do you like to make the finals?
I like the Bucks in five, maybe six here. Look, I just think that, first of all, Milwaukee's not going to blow. At least I don't think so. Milwaukee's not going to blow 26 and 18 point leads. And Milwaukee doesn't have a player like Ben Simmons who is not going to not take that dunk, right? So I like Milwaukee in this series. And out west, Mark, you know, I tell you, I like the Suns. I do. I really like them. I think eventually it's going to really, really hurt the Clippers. I think it hurt them the other night. You know, there was a point in that game where they were able to take the lead in that one, but they just couldn't put them away or put that lead out there, 10, 12, 14, 16 points. And a lot of that due to the fact that they don't have a guy like Kawhi Leonard. So I think that catches up with them, and I'll take Phoenix and Milwaukee in the finals.
Phoenix has never won the title, neither has the Clippers, and Atlanta, Milwaukee, it might have been 60 years or more for both those teams. Doesn't that blow your mind? Man.
Yeah, I mean, it does. And I tell you what, I don't even think what the Suns haven't even been to the Western Conference Finals since, what, 2004, I think I saw. I can't remember the year that the last time that there wasn't a number one seed in the conference finals in the NBA. But look, I just think this is great for the sport. I really do.
Isn't it a good thing to teach kids with Atlanta where no all-stars, no first, second, third team players, they haven't made the playoffs before, this core guys, and they're going this deep with the run. Isn't that good to teach the next generation, hey, just go do it on the court or the field?
I think that's a great thing for the kids in Atlanta to see that. And the kids in Orlando are going, what the hell's going on here?
I know. Let's go to hockey. You've been busy. I think the Lightning are still scoring on the Islanders last night. Did you see some of that?
Last night. Buddy, I tell you, man, I have not stopped watching what I've got going on. I'm not sleeping at all, which is okay, because I'm literally up all night long, Mark, watching sports. You know, you go back and you watch the games you couldn't see live. This is great. And I'll tell you what, even the Vegas and the Canadiens series is amazing. Two straight games that go to overtime. Canadiens win one of those, and Vegas wins the other one. How about Corey Perry the other night? Takes a high stick in the face, has to go off to the locker room to pick up 8 stitches, right? Oh. Right? While he's in the locker room, the Canadiens score and win in overtime. Perry jumps off the table, comes back out, blood all over his face to celebrate with his teammates. That's hockey, buddy.
That is nuts. How many stitches have you gotten in the last couple of years?
From hockey, I've been stitched up twice from hockey. I picked up 9 across the forehead once and 6 across the bridge of my nose. I think I told you that story. I fought a guy once that he was a little scrappy guy, and he hit me. And so I made it my point to want to track him down throughout the third period. And I finally caught up with him. And let's just say that a lot of times the assumption is your opponent is right-handed. And he was not. And he caught me flush on the bridge of my nose. And I'll show you the scar the next time because it goes very much. It's still very, very visible.
Did it hurt in the moment, or did you have so much adrenaline that you didn't really feel it?
No, that one hurt in the moment. Anytime you take a shot on your nose, your eyes water. I still think my eyes are partially black underneath because of the shot he gave me. I'm lucky I didn't break my nose, but he got me pretty good. And he stunned me, and he let's just say he put one on me in that particular. He was a Baltimore City police officer, too, put one on me.
So your advice for the kids of tomorrow is, if you get into a fight, make sure you know if he's right or left-handed. Is that what it is?
It helps.
So you got,
it certainly helps.
So you're in pain. You're leaving the ice. You got to get stitches. Did we go to the hospital? What happened?
No. We have a guy to take care of that right there for us. Usually at these tournaments, you have guys there that can handle that. At least up there you do. I don't know about down here. But he just took it. You know, he stitched me up. And, you know, I went back out and finished the final 8 minutes of the third period.
Oh, man. You are hardcore. You get the stitches and you went back out there. Do you even?
You got to. You have to. You have to go back out and show your face because it's the code, man, right? The code says somebody knocks you around pretty good and you're leaking and you got to go get that leak fixed, right? Once you do that, and that's what they call, or at least what we used to call it in the game, leaking, right? Oh, my God, you're leaking everywhere. You go get stitched up, and if you don't come back, it's kind of like a badge of courage to come back, even though you may have gotten your butt whipped. But, you know, no, I did. In fact, I did both times. When I took the shot across the forehead, I also came back.
This is man talk now here on the show. I love it. We're here with Alan Slutterzinski, Brevard Sports Network. My thing is the teeth. No way I'm going back out there. You're taking me right to the dentist, and I'm done for the day. Sorry.
I have been so fortunate in my time with that. I wore a mouthpiece except for when I fought. I would, you know, spit it out. But I always wore – I like my teeth. I did lose a back left tooth once. I took a shot to the jaw, and now you're right. That hurts. You don't come back.
No. Wait.
So,
were you a hockey goon? Maybe that's the better question here. I've noticed there's a lot of fighting on the ice.
We've talked about this. I don't know how many times. Yes.
So I'm learning today. Alan was not Pavel Bure out there, finesse guy scoring goals. Is that what this is?
That is correct. Although I can score some goals from the blue. I was a defenseman. And, I had a role.
Man, you would be intimidating. You're 6'5". Then you have the skates on. You're a defenseman. You're like that Chara guy on Boston. You would be intimidating out there. And then you're fighting.
Dude, I used to have a lot of fun playing the sport. I did, and I miss it. I pay for it now because my hips are bad. You've seen me walk. I think the last time you saw me, you're like, what's wrong with you? Look, it hurts. I wouldn't trade any of it for the times I had playing the game.
I love it. That's a real man's story. It really is. So before I let you go, what are you working on for the rest of the week with Brevard Sports Network?
It's all volleyball, AAU volleyball from start to finish, my friend. We couldn't be more proud to be affiliated with Beachway Volleyball Club and what Coach Michelle Rycroft is doing for these ladies. And we're excited about what they could possibly do over here this week at the AAU Junior Nationals. And so that's where we'll be. Also, we got a big announcement to make. I'll just throw this out, but I'll build on it. Brevard Sports Network, in conjunction with 77 Elite and Big Hits Live, we are hosting a high school 7-on-7 tournament coming up. That's going to be July 15th, and that is going to be over at Satellite, and we're going to have anywhere from 12 to 15 high school teams, probably 8 or 9 from here in Brevard, and the rest of them will be from Volusia County and here in Orange County. We're very excited about it. Slots are filling up quick, and next Tuesday when we talk, I'll fill you in a little bit more on that.
Oh, bonus, and I'll let you go. Okay, so last week they announced who's going to be on the cover of Madden Football this upcoming year. It's going to be Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes together. All right, here's your trivia. How many Baltimore Ravens have been on the cover of Madden Football?
That'd be 2.
Okay.
Can you
name
Ray
the
Lewis.
Years? Yes, Ray Lewis.
Ray Lewis on the anniversary cover, and Lamar Jackson.
That is 2. The Detroit Lions have 2, Kansas City Chiefs have 2, and I think this is the first time ever the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have 1, and it's Tom Brady.
Yeah, well, let's see. For the Lions, it was Calvin Hill and Barry Sanders, correct?
Yeah, Calvin Johnson.
And
you are correct.
Calvin Johnson and Barry Sanders. For the Chiefs, it's Patrick Mahomes and Priest Holmes, correct?
Was he? I got to look that. No, I think it's Mahomes twice. I'll look up Priest Holmes for you. Why do I think?
Okay.
Yeah. Can you name the one Cleveland Brown who's been on the cover? It's a ridiculous one. He had one good year, and they put him on the cover.
And who was it?
He's completely irrelevant now. Peyton Hillis, the running back.
I remember him. He was more of an H-back type of guy. Yes.
Yes. And my Bears were on the cover once as a generic photo as Barry Sanders is stiff-arming the guy. That's how close we've got.
That's outstanding. At least you made the cover, and you can't complain about that. You made the cover, so
I know. You were there. Jaguar, no. Dolphin, no. A lot of teams have not. His name's Alan Slutterzinski. Alan, have fun there at the convention center, and I'll see you later in the week.
All right, man.
Mark, always appreciate Tuesdays, buddy. Have a good one.